Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Winding down on the Mully and Haw Show on the Score. Been hanging out with Ruthie Polinsky of Chicago Sportsnet all morning long. What a blast.
So much fun.
Tell us about
how many bear stickers do I get?
Oh my God, that's a great question. Okay, hold on a second. You're not from Chicago. So,
but I'm from the Midwest.
Yeah, that's true. You did go to Michigan. A lot of people are penalizing you for going to Michigan.
Well, it comes with the territory.
Of course it comes with the territory. Yeah. A lot of people are a little jelly, a little bit delulu. I understand. I do understand what's going on there.
Yeah.
I am going to give you, 6.5 bears.
Wait, that's like really low.
Well, I told you, you don't have the built, and you could,
oh,
you,
God.
You can't just come, like the first time you and I have worked together, right?
For
the entire show.
One time I was filling in, maybe on afternoons, were you here?
I was a guest. I was at Hallis Hall.
You were a guest, but this is our first time, the full show.
Right. So I can't just, I mean, do you think you deserve 9 bears? I mean, you did a great show, but that's serious stuff. Like, I don't just give bears stickers. Like, I can't just hand out 9 bears. Do you play football?
No.
No. Okay. Not even flag football at Michigan?
No.
Okay. You just lost it. You're down to 5.5.
Listen,
No, that's not fair. That's not fair.
Hey,
judging.
You keep it down over there.
I'm the peanut gallery. I have a hot take on this.
Listen, I'm just learning what it means to have bear stickers. So I guess now I know.
It's a big deal.
I have a lot of work to do.
Layla's been here for a while. Layla is at 8 bears.
No, wow. No, I'm not from here. That
but
gives
I know.
Me like
well,
2 bear
well,
stickers.
You started at 4 bears. I never told you that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to bring up Ohio State to a Michigan alum. However, I think that the Buckeye sticker for the helmet applies
to the
bear sticker for your helmet, respectively.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair.
I think for that alone, Ruthie's up to like 1.5 more bear stickers than where she started.
Okay,
being
she's back
St.
up.
St. Louis is close. That's
yeah.
close enough.
Yeah, but people hate
yeah,
St. Louis
a,
here.
There might be a built-in penalty for St. Louis.
I know.
I'm sorry.
You got to Chicago, so that eliminates that piece of it.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, we're back to 6.5 bears.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
The volatility
you.
There was
I had to weigh in.
I paid my dues to get here.
Yeah, you did. Thank yous to give out for this show today, including Evan Thomas, who does a wonderful job every day of getting this show started, getting this show motivated, twitching with us. Brian Baldinger was just so excited and seemed like overwhelmed to be on Twitch, didn't he?
He was very excited. Maybe a little confused.
He was like, hello, folks. We're here. We're on Twitch. Like, he had to act different because he was on Twitch. And also, we want to thank everybody for listening today, but we also want to thank our producer, Dustin William Rhodes. This is Delulu, yo. We had a lot of Delulu.
Delulu was the word of the day. I taught Grody what that means.
Yeah,
he didn't know what that meant?
I did not know Delulu.
Oh, my goodness. Every time I'm in the studio with you, it's something.
You know I have holes in my game, but I learn, and then
I adapt.
And I use. So trust me, I will get... You know what? I just eliminated a bear for myself. I'm down to 9 bears. we also want to thank Brandon Fryer for doing a great job.
Morning, gang. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Bigsy mixed it up.
He didn't want to say boys.
Morning, boys. No morning, boys today. Morning.
Oh, did you call him out in real time on that?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah.
I go, you can call me a boy. That's fine.
Also, that's a catch-all. It's like dudes.
Guys.
Dudes applies to
hey, guys. Morning, guys.
Guys is everybody.
No, but he says morning, boys, usually. You can't, like, that you would not have accepted that. I mean... Like,
Ruthie just goes with the flow.
I would have laughed. Yeah. It would have been great.
Yeah. And thanks to everybody who called, everybody who texted the show. We appreciate it. We had a blast today. And now it is my pleasure to bring in the Bernstein and Harris show without Dan Bernstein today. The smiling Marshall Harris is here, and Layla Rahimi is here as well, putting her hand out. Like, what's the problem over there, Layla? Is there a problem?
I'm trying to load the text line, and maybe it's. You know, the Lord above telling me to not do it, but it's talking about Black Friday, and I don't really know what that has to do with the text line. I can't get the...
Well, you know, everybody's already started their Black Friday sales, right?
Christmas is here.
I need to start shopping for the
Mariah
fans.
Carey's already done her thing. Oh, everybody knows what time it is. Yes. Thanksgiving is irrelevant in a lot of people's minds.
You know what's scary this year is that Thanksgiving, we have to watch the Bears play the Lions.
What? Yeah, well, why do you say it like that?
God bless.
They can't win that game?
They should win that game. Well, it's in Detroit. It's in Detroit.
All right. All right.
Listen, I actually think in the division, I actually think the Bears and the Lions match up really well. I think
they do.
Like last year, like they should have beat the Lions twice last year.
Yes.
I mean, they're better this year, but it's, and the Bears need to be better, but listen, whatever. It's just, it could be a very Black Friday.
How about this? How about this? Are the Bears better this year than they were last year? Just yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That was a quick yes.
That's a great question, though.
Funny how you said yes, and she looked at me like,
that's fair.
It's been a tough 2 weeks.
That's fair. There's just too much talent on this team to say that this team is not as good or not better than last year's team. It's a good question.
I have a follow-up question.
Okay.
Please do.
Is Shane Waldron a better offensive coordinator than Luke Getsy?
Aren't they both averaging the same yards per play? Like, when Getsy got fired, weren't they both at 4.6 or something?
The numbers are like eerily similar at this juncture.
Am I allowed to say the jury's still out?
Yeah.
Like,
listen, that's the thing. Don't make me force your hand.
Yeah.
When you know all you have is like a 3 and a 5. Don't make me force your hand. You don't have any face cards over there.
Yeah. Like, I understand there's been some egregious errors by Shane Waldron, you know, including, you know, the Doug Kramer play and other concepts that he has gone with. But, like, I see what he's trying to do. I mean, I see what he's trying to do.
You do?
I think we all see what he's trying to do.
He's trying to move the ball.
He wants to get the ball downfield.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We see what Caleb Williams is trying to do. That's because that's what the offensive coordinator is trying to do. And that's what, in theory, we all want them to do, is throw the ball down the field. It's just not working right now.
I'm a provocateur. So I will continue to provoke, and that's why I enjoy making people look in the mirror and ask the hard questions, or look at the Bears and ask the hard questions. A lot easier for people to look in the mirror than look at the Bears and ask the hard questions sometimes, because, you know, you watch them play, you want to look away sometimes.
Sometimes, except for a few games.
What about
Layla?
The people who look in the mirror and ask themselves the hard questions?
Ooh,
no, I'm saying it's easier to do that than it is for a lot of people to look at the Bears and ask the hard questions, because you're going to be disappointed with the answers that you give yourself. Yeah.
Football fans are DeLulu.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, vocab of the day.
It is.
It's, yeah.
Layla, let me ask you this question. All right, since Ruthie brought up the Detroit game.
Don't tell Mitch I broke the text line.
Oh, you did? Did you screw up the password?
You
messed up the password.
No, the text line, not the password.
Oh, but how did you mess up the text line?
We'll talk about it offline.
Okay, now it sounds like
a question.
Okay,
Texans are going to be very angry if they can't have their voice heard.
Next question. What's your question?
Metaphorically.
So Ruthie brought up the Detroit game at Detroit, which I'll be there. So the Bears are 4-4 right now.
Yes.
They've got New England at home.
Sure do.
On Sunday. They then host Green Bay. They then host Minnesota. When the Bears pull up in Detroit.
7-4.
7-4.
No, I was joking.
Wow. I love the optimism.
The best could be 6-4. I mean, hold on.
6-4-1? Is that what you're saying?
Ruthie's calling for a tie, folks.
Hold on. They could get 2 wins out of those games.
Somebody in the NFL is going to have a tie.
They're going to beat the Patriots. They better.
Yeah, all right, so that's 5-4.
I think it's going to be an ugly win, though.
They could beat the Vikings.
Here's what I tell you.
I don't care what the under is.
No.
It's going to be the
under. Yeah. But I completely agree, Layla.
What I'm saying here is where we are with this Bears team right now and not knowing if they have any answers. I know they're really good at finding answers is what I was told.
They're good at looking for answers.
Yeah, and looking for answers.
Yeah. You mean with all the meetings and whatnot? Is that what you're saying?
Whatever their process is,
yeah.
I just know a process exists. I don't know if it's the right process. I don't know if it's clearly it's not an efficient process.
So you're happy that they have a process?
Wait a second. What was your question?
The question was, what will their record be?
No, stop. Wait. Grody,
stop
what
yourself,
you
Marshall. So, Layla, if you're done obsessing over the text line,
true.
I will try to ask you this question again. The Bears are 4-4 right now. What will the Bears' record be when they pull up in Detroit on Thanksgiving Day ahead of that game against the Detroit Lions?
All right, so that's in 3 games.
Yeah, I know you got to do a little math.
4-4. Yeah. They'll be 5-4 on Sunday, but take the under. It's going to be gross.
Okay, so 5-4, they're going to beat New England, then home against Green Bay.
5-5.
Yeah, I'm with
five
you.
And five. Then the Minnesota game is
home
the one.
Against Minnesota. They're going to win. No, they will beat Minnesota handily.
Whoa, what?
Is a strong word for you to use.
Yeah,
right
I know it is.
Bro, do you remember what Kirk Cousins did the last
time?
Will
Jaquan Brisker be back?
I do remember
that. Do you remember? Todd Bowles loves to play the Bears.
Will Jaquan Brisker be back?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Because if he ain't back, they ain't beating nobody handling.
Yeah, I can't get a feel for that, Marshall. I had a conversation with him last week by his locker. And
I remember what you said after that conversation. Yeah, things are trending up.
Things are trending up, but he was like, he kind of indicated he's trying to get ready for this gauntlet of NFC
division
North
games.
Yeah, but I think, like, I don't know. I mean, nobody knows.
Brian
it's concussion
Flores,
protocol. So
I got the B wrong defensive. My brain isn't always warmed up. But yeah, okay. So Brian Flores loves to play the Bears. So you're talking 5-6.
5-6, okay.
I think they can be 6-5, but that depends on what happens this week. This question I can answer much better. They're going to win this week. But after that, I'll be able to, by what they do on Sunday, I'll be able to answer.
Win. Yeah, say how they win.
If the season was over right now, who has the number one overall pick in the NFL draft?
The Patriots. Yes. But you've seen the way the Bears have played in the last 2 weeks. You've seen the injury report. You think the Bears are going to win, I'll use the word, handily?
I'm not saying they're going to win handily.
But you said how they win matters, which I agree with.
How they win matters, not in the way you're picturing it right now, but it's more about when I say how they win, have they made improvements on offense? Are people coming out and calling Shane Waldron out of the carpet for more mistakes in the way he's game planning?
We're on the same page.
Does art look like art?
But does how they win this game affect your game pick for Green Bay? Mm.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
All of it. You know why? Because it's a home game. I know one thing they can do. They can win at home. I know one thing they can't do. Win on the road.
I hate to say this.
Although, that Lions game you talk about, it's not on a Sunday.
Oh, they are destined for a win.
Oh,
you brought
my
a little something
God.
Extra today.
That's great.
It is on national television.
Oh, yeah. We got a roll. Marshall, what you guys got coming up?
Yo, we got so much. Layla and I are going to have a discussion without Dan, and that's okay, about what kind of 4-4 team are the Bears? What kind of four? There's a lot of different 4-4 teams. We're going to talk about what other people are saying about Shane Waldron's offense. Talk about the Bulls. They caught a bit of a beatdown, along with the Blackhawks, by the way.
Yeah.
Cole Kmet talking about moving on and his lack of targets. Paul Charchian joins us to talk fantasy. We've got High Noon at 11:45. Matt Bowen, I can't wait for this conversation. Real football with a real football man. Shane Waldron will be talking at some point. We hope to turn around that audio for you as well. And maybe we'll just give you some positive things to think about on your ride out of here, guys.
I love hearing that. That's Marshall Harris. That is Layla Rahimi. They are coming up next on The Score.